A storm front in Texas, Oklahoma, and parts of the Midwest has spawned tornadoes and is causing major flooding. At least 3 people have died and about 12 are still reported missing. The governor of Texas declared states of disaster in 24 counties. But as bad as this group of storms has been, it could bring the end of several years of drought in the region. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
The best way to imagine this group of storms that stretch from the Gulf of Mexico to Illinois is as a wall of water and destruction marching across the middle of the country.
We've talked to a number of the old timers that have lived here forever, and they said they've never seen anything this bad.
Bruce Peel is mayor of Blanco in central Texas. He says, as far as he can tell, it's been record flooding.
And it's pretty much devastated the state park here and taken out a number of homes and ruined our water system and sewer system, and so pretty bad.
Peel and other local leaders say they've only begun to survey the amount of damage done as the water continues to fall. Official reports are of 9 inches of rain, with some in the region reporting they've gotten as much as 18.
My name is Jim Barho. I'm the EMC for Burnett County.
Burnett County is just west of Austin. Barho says his part of the state isn't getting as much damage as nearby areas. Where his county is using resources is rescuing drivers who think they can make it through flooded overpasses and the like.
In this hill country area, which is referred to as flash flood alleys, with the ground saturated as much as it's been over the past 2 or 3 weeks, we get a tremendous amount of water that rises and goes up over these low water crossings, and it's extremely dangerous.
Hundreds of people have been forced to flee their homes in Texas and Oklahoma. Meanwhile, Doug Spieger with the National Weather Service in Norman, Oklahoma, says he doesn't expect the rain to let up this week, but it's not all bad, especially when you consider that much of the region has been threatened by extreme drought.
For most areas of Oklahoma and Texas, the drought has definitely been knocked down. The downside is definitely the flooding that we've been experiencing over the last couple of weeks.
Spieger says severe river flooding will continue throughout the area for a while, but
drought is definitely not an issue anymore. And in fact, some of our reservoirs are filling up nicely that had been very, very low.
Local and state officials in the region say they were hoping and praying for rain for years. They just didn't expect it to come all at once. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.